What's your preliminary read on how good this offensive line can be and how you'll fit in?
I think there's a lot of talent. You know, you look at what people have done in the past, and, you know, everyone's done individually good things. And, you know, once, you know, some of the other guys get healthy and, you know, back on the field with us, it'll be real interesting to see how we all build together. And, you know, taking advantage right now, we're building depth with a lot of the other guys. That can only help us in the long run.
When Hughes says to us a few minutes ago, they run the ball enough last year, we're going to run the ball this year, what does that do for you and the morale of the offensive line?
I mean, you know, I think any O-lineman enjoys running the ball, but, you know, saying it's one thing, you know, when the time comes to play a game, you know, if we have to pass it all game, we will. And if we get to run it all game, that's awesome. So we'll be ready for whatever we need to do.
And there's this website, Pro Football Focus, that some people subscribe to as an authority on grading players, who rate you and Vitonio as the best set of guards on any team.
Really?
Your thoughts? You've seen Vitonio from a distance. You haven't been a teammate of his. But when you hear something like that, what do you think?
That's pretty cool. But overall, you know, I've seen Vitonio a lot on film. You know, that's what I do. I watch what the division opponents, you know, do against teams we play. You know, AFC North football, a lot of players play the same way. He's very talented. You know, when he's healed, you know, he's a true monster. He's very quick. He's very strong. He can get anything done he needs to get done, and I'm excited to play with him.
And you're fitting in here between a newcomer center from Green Bay, and we don't know who the right tackle might be Coleman. Does it make it easier being in the league to adapt to that, or are you kind of like the ringmaster to get everybody together there?
You know, I kind of went through it a little bit last year. You know, we had some new tackles playing in Cincinnati, but you know, we'll figure it out. Right now, it's nice to get to work with a little bit of everyone for whoever wins the job. And, you know, I get to work with, you know, Cam, I get to work with Sean and all that. And, you know, we're learning who needs what, how do we communicate, you know, if someone forgets something, will the other person be able to help or something. So, you know, we're figuring that all right now. And, you know, both guys who I've worked with, you know, they've been doing well and, you know, they're working hard. So we'll see how it all turns out in the end.
When you say Vitonio is a true monster, I mean, what's behind that? What does a guard, a really good guard, do to change the game?
You know, he's you can see the athleticism on the field. You know, there's something times you watch guards and there's just, you know, they stick out in different ways. Some guys are just super strong. Other guys are always get, you know, do the right thing. You know, they might not be the fastest guy, but they get it done. But Vitonio, he can just do it all. And it's hard to explain, but he can just get it all done.
And you know what Hugh likes to do with running back Isaiah Crowell. What are your thoughts about him as being the bell cow back on this team?
You know, I've heard good things, and since he's been here, you know, past week and a half now, you know, I can see the glimpses, you know, watching film the last season, you see what he was able to do, and it's pretty exciting to, you know, see, you know, it'll be exciting to block for him.
The question here in terms of why the offense never gets over the hump has been a quarterback, and, you know, you're on a team that needs to find itself a quarterback. What's your confidence level in this team being able to find someone who can finally solve that age-old question here?
I mean, I like what our QBs are doing. You know, Kessler, Hugh, Hogan, even Deshaun, you know, they're all taking command of the huddle when they come in. You know, they're working their butts off every day, and, you know, they're battling right now. And whoever they pick to, you know, lead it when the season starts, you know, they'll be ready to run whatever Hugh needs them to run. And then knowing Hugh, how he game plans, you know, he's going to put anybody and everyone in good situations.
Does the right guard do much pulling in Hugh's offense?
I think anyone can pull at any given time in Hugh's offense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you and Vitonio similar players all the way around, or how would you describe some of the nuance? Everybody's different. What are some of the nuance of difference between you and Joel?
I think he's just faster in general. You know, I think we both have giant barrel chests, and, you know, I think we're both strong. But, you know, I think overall he's just faster than me.
Did you know Eric Steinbach at all?
I did not, but I heard he came from Cincy and then came here. And people were comparing, like, that storyline.
Joe Thomas, it's first year.
Okay.
And we're a pretty good tandem. I know you're on the other side, but it's kind of a parallel situation.
That's pretty cool.
All right.
What's Joe Thomas's best advice been for you since you got here?
Well, Joe, you know, the way he talks and, you know, he does that joking, funny advice and all that. But, you know, I'm excited to play with him. You know, he's a Wisconsin legend, and obviously he's an NFL legend, too. So, You know, just watching how he handles business, he knows how to not take himself too seriously, which people have said I can take myself. You know, I can take things a little hard sometimes. But, you know, it's going to be great that we're on the same team, and I'm excited to work with him.
You accept that this has to be a building-type situation where you don't go from 1-15 to the playoffs? That's going to take a while before you guys can get anywhere? Or how do you view the arc of this team?
I mean, the way I look at it, last year there was a lot of close games that, you know, unfortunately, one way or another, they didn't come. You know, not every game was a blowout or anything like that. There's some closeness there. And, you know, we have a lot of people here, and we're working really hard. And, you know, we're just going to go on and play. We're going to play as hard as we possibly can, and, you know, the chips will fall where they fall at the end of the year.
Were you a little surprised when a joke came after you on Twitter about your shirt?
No, I've heard things, you know, prior to that. So I was just like, well, it's true.
What are your early impressions of Bob Wiley?
You know, old school. He comes from the O-line coaching tree that my guy in Cincy came from. So, you know, there's some similarities here and there. And, you know, I think overall he's good. And, you know, we'll be able to get everything done that we need to get done.
Did you play for McNally?
I never played for McNally. Paul Alexander's the head guy in Cincy. But McNally was always around. Yeah. He's like the O-line consultant, so he's kind of there coaching.
Yeah.
You know, he's not officially coaching.
Yeah.
But McNally is a pretty crazy, cool.
That's the tree you're talking about.
Yep, right? The McNally tree, and what's that guy? The one from the Colts, Howard Mudd, and all that. All those,
yeah.
You know, the old school. You know, that little fraternity.
They've collected some interesting pieces on the defense. What's your impression of the defense?
You know, they're playing hard right now. Greg Williams is definitely rubbing off. You know, everyone's, you know, attacking, getting better there. You know, throwing every possible thing in the world at us. So, you know, it's, you know, right now we're getting good looks, you know, prepping for what anything that anyone can throw against us. So, you know, it can only make us better.
You remember facing Brian a couple of years ago, Desmond?
He was mostly on the left side, but a couple times I blocked him. Yeah,
okay.
He's
so
pretty darn
good.
You
didn't see him a lot personally.
Yeah, and I was okay with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was definitely okay with that.